Hi, and welcome to Zen Mind Gaming Mind. It's me, Hamster Fist. If you're listening to this, I assume that you're probably a PlayStation show aficionado. I don't really know what this podcast is going to be. I think doing a one-man podcast is kind of hard to do. So we'll see. I'll give it my best. I don't want to come across as like Fire Vader, you know. We know what that means. I'm not gonna divulge, get into that. But, you know, I've always enjoyed podcasting, and I just never seem to have the time. Picking away the moments that make up a dull day. Anymore to do the PlayStation show, and plus it's that show is probably better off with somebody who actually knows anything about gaming. So really this is kind of a self-indulgent art, I guess, like any form of podcasting or anytime you put yourself out there, it's almost like an ego trip in a way. Although I don't necessarily want you to be like, oh, Hamster Fist, oh, like, who cares, right? But I guess there's a book called Notes from the Underground. It's a Russian book by Dostoevsky. I think's how you pronounce his name. But at the beginning, the end of the beginning of the first chapter, there's a quote that goes, "But what can a decent man speak of most? What can a decent man speak of with most pleasure?" Answer of himself. Well, so I will talk about myself. That's not what this is about, though, either. By the way, if you haven't read Notes from the Underground, I highly recommend it. It's about a guy that he's socially awkward and basically alienated. But it's by his own choosing that he does this, just because he doesn't believe in the society that he's within. It's an interesting book. Check it out. But anyway, you know, so I like to do art stuff, I guess. Art stuff, is that a thing? Paint, whatever. I'm terrible at it. And I kind of view this podcasting as, I guess, a form of self-expression, I guess. So anyway, this is going to be about me in a roundabout way and video games. Yeah. So, enjoy, I guess. And I hope that this isn't going to ever go too long. I don't want, I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself for hours and hours on end and then put that out there. No one, that's, I mean, I'm already crazy. That's asking for a lot of trouble, I guess, within myself. Anyway, so I kind of wanted to talk about the idea of labels, I guess, and how that kind of... I'll tie it into games. Don't worry. I'll tie it in. I'll bring it there. But we go through life worshiping, I guess, these false idols, these fake labels about anything. And we view these labels and these material things as a form of success. And we use these labels as, I guess, a way of dictating who's successful or not. But ultimately, all these labels, all these material things are fake. I mean, look at the idea of physics. Physics says that all matter is not actually particles but waves, and that these waves of energy, when observed, interact and create what we call matter. Outside of observation, they don't know what's there because you can't ever see it without observing it. So basically, the idea is that there's a giant soup, a soupy mass of waves that exist just outside of any observer's view. If that's true, then nothing within this life, I guess, has any true meaning. And that you could take that further because, think about after you're dead, and those that knew you were dead, what point did any of this serve? What meaning did anything have? What did it matter if you were rich or poor, owned a Lamborghini, or a shopping cart? It doesn't matter, and you can take that even further because even eventually, famous people such as Jesus or Brad Pitt, eventually their names will all be forgotten too, and eventually humanity will disappear, and eventually this planet will disappear. So what point did any of these labels matter? At what point did fitting in matter? Or what real intrinsic value did any of this material stuff have? I don't think it had any. That's what's wild about it. So why do we tie ourselves into this? And why do we let these labels dictate who's deemed successful and who's not successful? And therefore, if nothing material is real, then everything you do is irreal. And so the idea of you having success within a video game being less valuable than success outside the game in your life is kind of not true then. It's the experience that you're having within the game, right? So if you became super wealthy and accumulated all this material success within something like Fable 3 or Grand Theft Auto 4, 5, whichever comes out, or any online game, you've achieved that success. Period. You had the experience, and that's it. What else can there be besides that experience? Now you know what it's like to be rich. You know what it's like to be Neo and be a criminal. While it's not real in the material, it's real within your mind. So that success does matter, right? Or no? Does it matter? I think it does. I don't know. What do you think? Think it matters? And if it doesn't matter, then why do you game? Besides for the experiences. The sick thing is, if you think that the experiences matter and you're playing something like Call of Duty or Battlefield, now you know what it's like to be a murderer. You know what it's like to murder for thrill and fun with no consequences. So how does that experience affect you within the mental, you know? What's even more crazy about that, murdering these people with no consequences, is it does kind of train you to be less empathetic towards people, I guess, if you're not careful with your life. Anyway, that's it. See, this was short. This was painless. Probably nothing but rambling. I don't know. I have an idea. Maybe next time I kind of want to talk about Edward Scissorhands. I just watched that again. I know I've talked about Edward Scissorhands before on the PlayStation Show podcast or Rogue Gamer, whichever you listen to. And kind of the idea of, that movie captures so much feelings in a short hour and a half period. The holy grail of gaming is to be able to relay feelings that movies can portray within to us or make us feel or think about, and games aren't there, but I don't think they'll ever be there. Anyway, that's probably what I'll talk about next. So anyway, you can email me at DVS. Those are the letters. Delta Velveeta Sandwich Hamster Guy at gmail.com. Thanks.
Bye.
I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa.
Inside.